All right, so we're going to do the Gemara and Kiddushin again, because last week when I was learning with Tommy and Edward, we had some really a bad kash in the Gemara that I think reveals that we didn't learn it completely correctly. So we're going to do it, hopefully, tonight, the correct way. All right. See, Lamed Bet Amed Bet. So you have, what you have to know is just one simple thing, that Rava is of the opinion that after a person learns Torah, that the Torah is considered his, okay? And therefore, if he's a Talmid Chacham, and people, of course, are obligated to show him respect, okay? It's a Pasuk, Mipnei Seva Takum, Vadarta Pnei Zaken, okay? He has a right to be Mochel. He has a right to say, you don't have to show me respect. Why? Because it's his Torah. He acquired the Torah, it's his Torah. He has a right to be Mochel on his kavod. That is Rava's opinion. Okay? That's the premise you have to know. Now, with that, now the Gemara comes and wants to tell a story about Rava, or Rava, that demonstrates, I can never do that one, that's a hard one for me. Okay? That demonstrates that he doesn't really hold that. Because the Gemara wants to show that no, that really Rava holds you can't be Mochel. Okay, you understand? They want to get a story that, based on his own actions, that he in fact holds, you can't be Mochel. Okay, now listen to the story carefully. Okay? Some of you have heard the story before, but now hear it in, you know, with new eyes. Okay, new eyes and ears. So the Gemara says, Aini, is this true? That he holds that? That you could be Mochel? V'ha, Rava, Mashki Behilula Debrei, Rava was serving drinks at the wedding of his son. Vidale Kasa L'Rav Papa L'Rav Huna, Brei the Rav Yeshua. And he went ahead and picked up the glasses to serve Rav Papa and Rav Huna. V'kamukame. Okay? And they stood up for him. When they saw him coming, you know, to give him the glass of wine or whatever it was, they stood up. All right? L'Rav Mare u'L'Rav Pinchas Brei de'Rav Chista, but when he went to serve Rav Mare and Rav Pinchas, v'lo kamo mekame, they didn't stand up for him. Ikpid, he was upset. Ikpid, v'Amar, and he said to them, Hanu Rabbanan, Rabbanan, v'Hanu Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan. Oh, you guys, you're the real Chachamim. So what? You don't have to stand for me, but those two guys over there, they're not such Rabbanan, they're not such rabbis, so that's why they had to stand for me. Is that what you guys hold? All right, notice he's giving them a jab, right? That they should have stood for him. Okay? Then the Gemara says, story number one, which is about, as I said, about Rava himself. Okay? Well, you know what? Let's just do that story alone for a minute. Let's just analyze that story. Okay? Okay, so what's the proof? Prove to me from this story, okay, that Rava in fact holds that you can't be Mochel. You can't be. Prove for me categorically from this story that a Talmid Chacham cannot be Mochel on his kavod. Prove to me from that story.
Because
go ahead.
He must have been, the fact that they didn't stand, he must have said that they were Mochel. He was Mochel, but they should have stand. How do we know? I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you tell me he really was Mochel, so why did one group do one thing and the other group do the other thing? You know, that's also a problem anyhow. And the fact that he was Mochel, by the way, won't prove anything, because that means he was Mochel. That means it goes against what the Gemara is trying to prove. You have to prove that from this story that Rava holds you cannot be Mochel. And when you first read this story superficially, it does not seem, it seems to be the opposite. Now, by the way, there's one more story. I don't even pay to read the particular facts, but the same kind of thing. One group stood, one group didn't stand. And then finally the Gemara gives its answer. But of course we can't get the Gemara's answer if we don't see how it's a question, how it's a proof against Rava's statement. This is the problem with this Gemara. Okay? As always, I like to quip. Aren't you happy this wasn't on the SATs? Wouldn't that be terrible? Please read the story and indicate how this story shows that Rava is in contradiction. 1.4 million American teenagers go, huh? It's not so simple. I mean, it's like... Okay, so I believe. I'll go slowly here, okay? So if you don't follow anything, stop me. The pshat is like this. Here's how it goes. He came out serving drinks. Right? Now, when he came out serving drinks, so the first two guys didn't stand, the first two guys stood up for him. Okay? The second guys don't stand up for him, and he gets upset. Ah, so what happened there? He came the second time also. The dollar came. So the answer like this. Let's take the second two guys, why they didn't stand. Because clearly, by the way, who are these two guys? They themselves are two Amorayim. So they're not guys who are going against halacha, you know, outright. Okay? He might have gotten upset, but they had some kind of a reason why they didn't stand up. So the answer is very simple. They didn't stand up because when they saw him come out serving drinks, they assumed he was mochel on his kavod. Why else is a big chacham like, he must not care about his kavod? He's acting like a waiter. So they right away assumed that he is mochel. Oh, now that is good reasoning. That is good reasoning. And logically, they're right. It's a good deduction to make. So he said to them, he says, why didn't you stand? Meaning, guess what? I am not allowed to be mochel on my kavod. The fact that I'm being a waiter. I have to take care of serving the drinks. I don't know what his reasoning was. Maybe he felt it was more hospitable. Maybe he couldn't afford the waiters. I don't know why. But the answer is he was makpid, which is what the Gemara is trying to show, because he's saying to them, you should have realized that you have no right to deduce what you deduced. Why? Why have no right to deduce it? Because a Rav cannot be mochel in his kavod. So no matter what, I don't care if I walked in half naked. You would still have to stand up. Because you have no right to make that deduction. Why not? Because categorically, and that's why the Gemara is bringing the story, it's because it's impossible for me to be mochel. And that's exactly why the other two guys stood. Why did the other two guys stand? Because they knew that categorically I have no right to be mochel. See, these two Amorayim made an error, but of course, again, it was an error based on a concept. Namely, they saw him come out this way, so they thought they had a right to deduce that he must hold, you can't be mochel. And he's acting in a way that's not completely, what should I say, rabbinic. So he was machbid. The fact he was machbid is showing them, no, you should stand because I can't be mochel on this kavod. And the fact that I'm being a waiter, I have a right to be a waiter. I'm allowed to be a waiter. There's no issur in my being a waiter. That doesn't change what your reaction should be to me. You know, your Rebbe, for some reason, walks in looking like a schlump, like he just got out of, painting a house. What's the difference? You still got to stand up for him. even if he's not what you consider to be completely rabbinic-like. That's none of your business. It's none of your business. You have an obligation to him. He's your Rebbe. That's what you got to do. You see? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. It's based on the fact that he came out as a waiter and now was makpid. That showed that, why was he makpid? Because it's impossible for him to be makpid. So therefore you have no right to glean anything from his behavior. And you can't make any halachic decisions based on the way he was acting. That's what he was telling them. You see? That takes care of the Akasha from last week. I'm not going to go over what your Akasha was, but it takes care of it in the pshat. So now the second story is a similar story, right? We don't have to go through the details. It's the exact same story with just two different characters. Same idea. So now you have a contradiction in the Gemara. Rava originally said that a Talmid Chacham has a right to be Mocha. Now they're showing a story that seems to indicate that you can't be Mocha. Right? That's what they're showing. So how do you resolve? I mean, they both can't be true. Okay? Unless you'll tell me Rava, changed his mind and the Gemara tries not to give that kind of a answer unless it has to. Okay, if it's forced into it logically, then of course you have to say, okay, the guy changed his mind. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, you have to say that. But if you don't have to say it, you try not to give that kind of an answer. Okay? So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, afilu hachi. Even so, meaning what? Even so that really a rav can be mochel. And it's really, we're right the way the statement was reported. That Rava really held, you can be mochel. It's your Torah, you can be mochel. So why do you get angry at these guys? Not because he held that you can't be mochel. But why? Hidur ma'abed le'ba'o. They should have done some hidur, some recognition to at least demonstrate that they wanted to do this mitzvah. They should have made some, they should have went like this. They should have done something to show that even though you're mochel, we as students, we're not happy that you're mochel. We would have liked to have done that mitzvah of kavod for you. So they should have done something that demonstrated their desire that they really would have liked to accomplish this mitzvah. That's what, and he was makpid on it. He was ikpid, meaning he felt that they as good talmidim and top chachamim themselves should have realized that. Yes, I'm mochel, but why don't you guys do a little something to show you care? But not me personally. It's not about my kavod. It's about the desire to do the mitzvah. Why don't you show that it bothers you? You shouldn't be happy when your Rebbe says, I'm mochel on my kavod. And they all tell me, yay, yeah, all right. You see, that shouldn't be the reaction. It should be, that's a shame. That's a lost opportunity for us that we could have done something that would have been a mitzvah like that to show you respect. That's what he meant. That's what he was makpid on. It's a more general, I gave an example, like by the sukkah, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that if it starts to rain, you shouldn't go running out of the sukkah, like as if you're kicking it, like, thank God we're out of this stupid place. You see? Why not? I mean, what isur is that? It's like a isur, it's not a strictly halachic thing, but it's a general attitude towards mitzvot. You shouldn't treat mitzvot like you're happy to get rid of them. Who needs this? That's a bad thing. On a philosophical level, it's a bad thing. A person shouldn't react that way. And sometimes that kind of philosophical attitude gets incorporated into the very halacha. Like here, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, that is the halacha, by the way, that even if your Rebbe says you don't have to stand up, the halacha is you have to do something to demonstrate that you would like to stand up. You have to do a little something. I always remember when Rob Soloveitchik used to come into the shiur, he would come in like this, with his hand moving this way, like, don't get up for me, like, stay seated. And every, you saw the whole, it was like a big wave of guys going like this. Like, nobody actually stood up, because he said no, but he had to do something, because that's halacha.
If the rabbi says, don't even do that,
he can't say that.
No?
No, he can't say that, because that's an attitude towards mitzvah. That would be wrong of him to do that. He shouldn't do that. Not That already he can't be can't get rid of. Can't get rid of that. Good question. Yeah. All right, that was just to give you know to straighten out how that Gemara works. All right, now we come finally back to the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam does not learn. Okay, so let me just make it clear. So before we get to the Rambam, that we make sure we have what we have here now. That it's clear. So the way we've been learning until now, like Rashi. So that's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that when Rava said, you should have at least, right? Because the Gemara's answer is, why did he get upset? Because what Rava was telling them was, you should have at least done this. You know, try to move a little bit to show that you want the mitzvah. That is based completely on the Perush of Rashi. That's how Rashi explains what happened there. Okay? But now let me read you the Rambam that we started with a long time ago. And now you'll tell me if you think he learned the Gemara the same way as Rashi. So the Rambam says in Perek Hey in Hilchot Talmud Torah, he says, Harav HaMuvhak. Okay, your main Rebbe. Okay, the one you learn most of your Torah from. Okay, Sheratzah Limchol Al Kvodo, if he wants to forgive on his honor, Bechol HaDvarim HaElu, with all these things, because there's a whole list of things that you're obligated to honor him with. Oh, Be'echad Mehen, or even one of them, Lechol Talmidav, O Le'echad Mehen, and he wants to do it to all his Talmidim, or maybe one of them, Harishut Biyado. Permission is, he has a right to do that. He can do whatever he wants. Okay? Now, okay, I'm going to come back to that line, but let's get to the main point that I want. V'yafal pi shemachal, and even though the Rebbe has been mochel, he's forgiven this honor, chayav ha-talmid lehadro, the Talmid is obligated, nevertheless, to honor him. Okay? Now, what does that mean? That you are obligated to lehadro? Okay? So I'll tell you exactly what it means. It's very easy to know what the Rambam means by the word lahadro. Because the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Kol Talmid Chacham mitzvah lahadro, V'yafal pi she'eino rabo, she'nemar b'pnei seva takum, v'adarta p'nei zaken. Every Talmid Chacham is a mitzvah lahadro, to honor him, even if he's not your Rebbe. Okay? U'me'im atay chayavin la'mod mipanav, and when are you obligated to stand up for him? Me'shi yikrav mimeno ba'arba amot. When the Talmid Chacham gets within four amot. So what is the definition of lahadro according to the Rambam? To stand up for him. That's what lahadro means. So the Rambam is telling you, even though the Rebbe is mochel, afal pichein, even so, chayav lahadro, you're obligated to honor him. So that means you still have to do what for him? Stand up. Really stand up. Which, in many ways, I mean, makes a lot of sense. Okay? The only difference is, the fact that he was mochel, you're not obligated to stand up for him the minute you see him. You're only obligated to stand up for him when he gets within your little world of Dalet Amot. When he passes by you, you have to stand up. If he's across the room, you don't have to stand up. Assuming he was mochel. That'll be the difference. Right? That's what the Rambam holds. Notice the Rambam does not learn the Gemara like Rashi. According to Rashi, what does it mean if the Rebbe's mochel? Everything's gone. It's all over. There's nothing left. What's left? Just to show that you are upset that you don't have the mitzvah anymore. That is do a little something. To show that you would like to get up for him. You would like to do this mitzvah. But according to Rashi, that's not true. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, if the Rebbe's mochel, you still have to really stand up. So he learns that when Rava said he was makpid, he was upset at them, he meant that they should have really stood up. Ah, now why do they have to stand up, according to the Rambam? Ah, exactly. Because the Rambam learns very well, once you're mochel, that's it. You have a Rebbe. You have a right to be mochel. But the fact that you're mochel, so that's only insofar as the personal obligation you have towards your Rebbe. But what about the fact that your Rebbe is a Talmid Chacham also? There's a separate mitzvah, as we learned, to show respect to every Talmid Chacham. And what's the mitzvah by every Talmid Chacham? Like I just told you a few minutes ago, it's to stand up when he gets within Dalet Amot of you. You see? Okay, yes?
If there was Talmid Chacham, then can't be mochel on that standing?
Ah! So now, very good, good point. So the question is, when you look in Perek Vav, in the Rambam, where he talks about the mitzvah of Talmidei Chachamim in general, guess what? There's no mention whatsoever of the ability to be mochel. And that brings us back to the, see, what did the, that's what the, that's, that was the original point. We started off a long time ago. What does the Rambam say? Harav hamuvhak shiratza limchol al kvodo b'chol hadvarim ha'elo. It's only the Rav hamuvhak that can be mochel. Right? Only the Rav hamuvhak. So some want to learn that when it says harav hamuvhak, it means, and of course a regular Talmid Chacham. But if you look carefully in the Rambam's words, it's not true. He says harav hamuvhak can do it. Okay? And if he does it, you still have to stand up for him, right? And you guys are saying, I think correctly, that it means like a regular Talmid Chacham. And then when you look in the laws of a regular Talmid Chacham, the Ram doesn't mention anything about being mochel. So the question is, why is that? Right? What's the difference? What's the difference? See, what's the difference in the two cases? Why is it that a Rebbe, that's what I really want to bring out tonight. What's the difference between, if you learn this way, what's the difference between your a Rebbe, who can be mochel, and a regular Talmid Chacham can't be? It's counterintuitive, actually, right? I mean, you can understand why some Perushim want to say that when the Rambam says that your Rebbe can be mochel, it means, and even your Rebbe can be mochel. But of course, a regular Talmid Chacham can. But if I think you read it, you know, straight in the Rambam, it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way. And also, it fits into the story in the Gemara Kiddushin better this way. Because that's why Rava was Makpid. Even though he was Mochel, how does the Rambam learn the story? Rava was really Mochel. So his Talmidim didn't have to stand up for him. Oh, but when he came to serve them a drink, and he got within Dalet Amot of them, he's wondering, how come you guys aren't standing for me? I'm at least the Talmid Chacham. Okay, I was mochel. You're right. I'm not so demanding on you guys. You know, the fact that I walked into the catering hall, you didn't have to stand up for me. But now when I come near you, you should stand up. Because I'm a regular Talmid Chacham. And the story is very good according to the Rambam. You know what I mean? It's actually a little bit, even a way, better than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, you have to come upon this new idea that he has to make like he wants to stand. And you know what I mean? It's a little bit the more difficult idea. This is very natural. He was mochel, yeah, as a Rebbe. But as a Talmid Chacham, he wasn't mochel. So that's why he got upset at them. Why didn't you stand up? What, you don't keep the halachot of the Torah anymore?
So has Rambam read the Gemara's conclusion?
No, the Gemara asked, according to Rambam, the Gemara asked the contradiction on Rava. And then the Gemara's answer is, you're right, he does hold he could be mochel. But hidur mi'abed le'bo. But they should have done hidur. He's a regular Talmid Chacham. He should have stood up. Beautiful. Going around the Gemara is beautiful. Couldn't be better. Better than Rashi. So the idea is, Seth had the right approach. The idea is like this. That the chiyuv of a Talmid to his Rebbe, that's a personal chiyuv. It's based on a personal relationship. The Rebbe taught this guy Torah. He gave you, life. Taught you Torah. He gave you Torah itself, life itself. So therefore, the Torah said that you have a personal obligations of kavod towards this man. It's a personal relationship. Now, because it's a personal chiyuv, The Rebbe has a right to decide what you should or should not do. The Torah gave over this enterprise to him. These are personal things towards him. The chiyuvim towards him. It's a chiyuv of kavod and morav, honor and awe towards this man. This man has a right to decide what the deal is going to be. You see? But by the Talmid Chacham, I'm going to say a little different than Yusuf, okay? By the Talmid Chacham, it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to honor Talmidei Chachamim. There's nothing personal about that. There's no different than the mitzvah of blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Can anybody dispense of that? Be mochel such a thing? No. The Talmid Chacham has no right to be mochel on his kavod. It's not a personal thing. Torah wants you to honor Talmidei Chachamim. Just like the Torah wants you to have a bris on the eighth day. The Torah wants you to wear tefillin this morning. The Torah wants you to pray three times. Whatever it is. There's a mitzvot. Nobody could change mitzvot. Nobody could change it. That's it. It's a mitzvah. It's not a personal obligation to this individual. It's kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And that's why, by the way, the Rambam, every time he talks about it, you'll see the difference. He says, Kol Talmid Chacham, mitzvah lahadro. Okay? But when he talks about the Rebbe, okay, he says, Chayav bechvod rapo. Okay? Every time. He says, where else do you have it? Where else do you have it? One second. He says, V'chayav la'amod mipnei rabo. Never once, if you look through the whole Perek Hey, does the Rambam say anything about a mitzvah. Never use the term mitzvah. Chayav, chayav, chayav b'chvodo, chayav b'mora'o. But all of a sudden you get the Perek Vav and it talks about the honor that you have to show to Talmidei Chachamim in general, the whole language changes. Kol Talmid Chacham, mitzvah lahadra. Okay? Because it's a different idea. It's not a personal obligation. And therefore, the Rambam is beautiful. Okay? If you choose to learn the Rambam this way. Okay? Meaning, if you want to say it really means only the Rebbe can't be mochel. Okay? Because when you first read it, you don't want to believe that pshat because it sounds counterintuitive. Your Rebbe could be mochel, but a regular Talmid Chacham who can't be? Doesn't make sense. The Rebbe's bigger. No. It's counterintuitive, but it's perfectly logical. The pshat is, because the Rebbe is a personal chiyuv that you have to this individual. So therefore, he has a right, a personal chiyuv, he has a right to be mochel. Just like if you have a chiyuvei mamon to me, you owe me money. I have a right to be mochel. You might be obligated to pay me, I have a right, that's why don't pay me. But if it's a mitzvah, who could be mochel? If it's non-personal, it's just a universal mitzvah, there's nothing personal. Who could be mochel? Nobody can be mochel in a mitzvah. God wants you to stand up for Talmidei Chachamim. That's it. So therefore, the Rambam is very good. If the Rebbe is mochel, so then he has a right to be mochel. But even if he's mochel, chayav lahadra, you're obligated still to stand up for him when he's within Dalet Amot. Why? Because he'll be no different than the Talmid Chacham that nobody can be mochel. And therefore, the Rambam reads very well. And the story of the Gemara and Kiddushin is perfectly in sync with that interpretation. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's good, right? That is good. Yeah, the Mechaber does not paskin, does not decide the halakha. As I told you before, he holds like Rashi. He holds that if a Rebbe is mochel, then you don't have to actually stand up anymore. That's how he learns. I mean, conceptually the question is, how do you explain that opinion? Because why is it? Because obviously he's learning that a regular Talmid Chacham if he has a right to be mochel. The question is why. It's a mitzvah, as we just explained before. I mean, that requires an explanation. But I'm just telling you, in terms of practical halacha, I mean, you could be machmir like the Rambam, of course. But I'm just telling you, the general world out there holds that once if the Rebbe's mochel, then all you have to do is do this. You know, give a little forward lean, and you know, just like indicate the a recognition that he's there, that you want to do the mitzvah, but you don't actually have to stand up. That is the general, that's how the Shulchan Aruch. It must be. I mean, I usually the Mechaber. I mean, again, I'm not saying what the Mechaber's Svara is. I mean, to me, the Rambam is very logical, but the Mechaber, it could be. You know, he usually paskins like, you know, he has who does he have? The Rush and the Riff and the Ra. He has like a system there. So it could be there are other Rishonim who really, in fact, learn more like Rashi as opposed to the Rambam's way. But they still require an explanation, which I'm not forwarding at this moment. Okay? So I just wanted to give another explanation to the Rambam. Okay? So I'll tell you the one thing. The explanation I gave you just now was by, by the Grizz. Okay. The one thing that bothers me about the Grizz's explanation, and I'll tell you what it is. As I said, I like the Grizz's idea. You can see it the way I gave it over. It's like fits in all the pieces fit in very nicely. I'm bothered by one thing. Okay, and that is. The Rambam is in Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay? The mitzvah of a regular Talmid Chacham doesn't show up until Perek Vav. So, let me read to you the Rambam again. Harav HaMufak Sharatzalim Chol Al Kvodo, right? Harashut B'Yadam. Okay? The Rebbe has a right to be Mochel on his Kavod. Okay? The Afal Pi Shemachal. And even though the Rebbe was mochel, chayav hatalmid lehadro. Go ahead, say it, Tessaf. You know what's bothering me already.
Okay. Why is he still called the Talmid?
Exactly. Yes, what, first of all, I don't like, what do you mean chayav hatalmid lehadro? No, it's not being a Talmid anymore. Ram should have left out that word Talmid. He should have read, v'alpi shemachal, chayav lehadro. He put in still the Rebbe Talmud relationship there. Chayav HaTalmid Lahadro. No, it's not a Talmud. Everybody, my mother would have to stand up for him because he's a Talmud Chacham. It's not because I'm a Talmud. Furthermore, according to the Grizz's explanation, when it says that you're still Chayav Lahadro, it means now it's relying on what? On the idea that he's a Talmud Chacham, right? Shouldn't the Ram explain that to you? You haven't read that yet in the Rambam. That hasn't appeared yet, that idea. If it would have been the previous parak, I could buy it. But you don't even know it exists. So shouldn't the Ram say, V'yafal pi shemachal, chayav lahadro, kimo kol talmid chacham. Like every talmid chacham. The Ram should have explained it. How are you supposed to know what that means? It's like, it's unknown yet. That idea, that mitzvah to stand up for every Talmid Chacham hasn't entered into the book yet. So it bothers me. So those two questions, irk me. Okay? Even though I like the Grizz's approach because it's all so nice. It all pieces fit in so well. But I'm sometimes I'm a little bit of a stickler, you know? So, of course, if you would have said to me these questions, I would have smacked you around. Okay. Well, don't ask me. Don't ruin a good sucker. But that's, the Rebbe's right to do that, It's like a comedian. I always tell you that, right? The Rebbe's like a comedian, Comedian, guy cracks a joke from the audience, he'll smack him down, He controls the show. Okay, got it, yeah.
All right, and also, I have another problem.
Yo, go ahead.
Doesn't the Chayav Mitzvah question...
Oh, that's right. That's very good. Very good. Oh, excellent. That's right. Leon's right. It should have said, V'achpi shemachal mitzvah lahatalmid lahadro. That's very good. It should be mitzvah. He should have switched over. That would have been better language. Chayav still sounds like it has to do with the obligations between the Talmud to his Rebbe. Very good, very good. I like that. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay?
I just have a question about the language Chayav.
Chiyuvim can come from a mitzvah, but the notion of a chiyuv, conceptually, is something that's an obligation. And here it means an obligation from one party to another. It's an obligation. There's mitzvah of business law. But that translates into chiyuvim between parties. So even though it's part of a mitzvah, but once it becomes there's a mitzvah to return theft. You steal something, right? There's a mitzvah. Hashev tashivem. You have to return it. Okay? I'm sorry. Vaheshev etakzeh asher gazal. You have to, I was thinking, I just said a lost object. Vaheshev etakzeh asher gazal. You have to return the lost object that you stole. Okay, it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah translates into a chiyuv mamon between party A and party B. Party B has the right to say, don't give it back to me, I'm okay. I forgive you for the gzeilah, you know, no, you need it better more than I do, keep it, enjoy it. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, but the mitzvah is manifests itself as an obligation of mamon.
So
same thing here.
So the chiyuv is really between two parties?
That's correct. Between the Talmud and his Rebbe.
So that wouldn't apply to the Talmud Chacham because it's not that it's a relationship to him, but it's just that.
That's correct. Talmud Chacham, there's no relationship. It's a universal mitzvah. The Torah wants you to honor these types of people. There's no personal relationship. There can't be a personal chiyuv. It's not possible. Okay. So, I'll give you an alternative explanation. All right? I was discussing this with my Rosh Shiva, so he wanted to offer a different interpretation than the Grizz. He wanted to say like this, that you have all these obligations between the Talmid and the Rebbe, and they're personal obligations. You see, now the Rambam says, Harav hamufak sheratzah limchol al kvodo b'chol hadvarim ha'elo o be'echad mehen v'chol talmidav o le'echad mehen harishut bi'adav. Right? The Rebbe, since it's totally a personal obligations, the Rebbe has the right to do it any way he wants. He could say, okay, Shrem, you only have to show me the following areas of kavod. Denerov, you've got to show these. Bani, you don't have to show me anything. You got to do everything. He can do anything he wants, the Rebbe. Because it's complete, that's what the Rambam's trying to show you, it's completely personal obligations. So the Rebbe is in complete control of it. Oh, but now the Rambam says one thing. The afal pi shemachal, even though the Rebbe was mochel, he forgives. Chayav ha-talmid lahadro. What does that mean? It means the Rebbe can forgive all the specifics, but he can't abolish the institution of a Talmud showing respect to his Rebbe. Even if I go ahead and tell Talmidim, you don't have to do anything for me, or any Rebbe tells his Talmid, you don't have to do anything for him, the Talmid has to do something, because if he does nothing, that means that the Rebbe would have the right to abolish the whole institution of respect of the Rebbe. That he can't do. It can't be an abolishment of the, an abandonment of the entire institution. He has a right to tell him A, B, C, D, all these specifics you don't have to do. But it can't be that there's it's kind of like the Grizz's idea about a mitzvah. In other words, the Torah created a mitzvah and a chiyuv of respect for the Rebbe specifically. That's different than a regular Talmid Chacham. So yes, it's personal. The Rebbe could knock off all these things, but he can't uproot the entire institution. The Torah created this institution. The institution has to remain. So how does it have to remain? The Talmid has to do something. Chayav lahadra. He's got at least whatever. Let's say you stand up for him. That's what he has to do. Even though the Rebbe said, you can call me by my first name, and you can do this, and you can do that, and you can argue with me, you know, you could paskin halacha in front of me, and, you know, whatever, sit in my chair. But he still has to stand up for him. Because he can't abolish the institution. each individual obligation, he could be mochel. But the whole institution as an institution, that he can't be mochel. The entire mitzvah, he can't be mochel. It's not possible. So if you learn that way, of course, it's not because you're relying on the idea that he's a Talmid Chacham. It's intrinsic to the very idea of the mitzvah itself of Kibud Talmid Chacham, of the Rebbe, that he can't abolish the institution. And if you learn that way, the Gemara still works out nicely. Because he could say, I was mochel, but you guys should have at least stood up, because no matter how much I'm mochel, and I let you guys treat me like a pal, but you still have to stand up for me. Then you don't have to rely on the Grizz's idea. And then the whole, of course, the language is good then. Even though the Rebbe was mochel, yeah, but he can't give up the institution. Chayav ha-Talmid, chayav ha-Talmid, la-Hadro. The Talmid is still obligated, la-Hadro. Can't be an abolishment of the whole institution. That works out well. So that's a nice alternative explanation that removes some of the kashas, you know, that we had, you know, that I raised on, you know, we both raised on the Grizz. So that's the story. So it comes out, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios here, you know, it depends on what the, you know, well, the first question is, well, you got three, maybe next week we'll go over a little practical, do a little Shulchan Aruch. Might be worthwhile, just to quickly, it won't take long. There's like different levels. You have a Stama Talmid Chacham, then you have, of course, a Rebbe, a Rav Muvak. And then there's one other thing called the Talmid Chaver. But yeah, maybe we should do that. We'll quickly go through some of the Shulchan Aruch and then see what else we want to fool around with. So that's the story, fellas. All right. Maybe we'll stop right here. Good place to stop. It's all good.